Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury is here. John's a good friend of ours, member of our Brain Trust. He's a guy who helps companies all over the world put their best foot forward in the marketplace through his coaching and his training. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I should approach our business in a maybe in a way that you hadn't thought about before. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, John, as always. You know, John, one of the things that that every small business owner has to deal with is how to get started on a new business, a new project, a new venture, a new idea, how to get it kicked off. And you got some ideas on that, don't you?
I do. In the book, I talk a lot about, the greatest idea or the most exciting idea can't overcome the lack of a market, of substantial market demand.
Yeah.
But even if but imagine when you've gotten to the point where you actually do have an idea that seems viable, and you know that there are customers out there who will buy it, how do you really execute on that so that you give yourself the greatest odds of success? And so that's
You can't actually know it until they actually buy it, right?
That's absolutely right.
And that's one of the big mistakes I think that a lot of startups make, John, is they have this great idea. They love their idea. You know, their mother loves their idea. Their neighbor loves their idea. But, when you say, well, has anybody ever bought one of these? Well, no, not yet.
Right. And even conducting market research is limited in its usefulness. People will tell you in a focus group they'll buy the low-calorie ice cream. But when they're in the store, what do they pick out?
Right. Yeah, so, now you stop preaching and started meddling now, John. but that's exactly right. And it's not only just the business model part, but it's also the capitalization. It's part of the capitalization issue for a lot of small businesses. They get a great idea, and you've seen this. We've both seen this. We get a great idea, and you develop a business around it. It's a startup now, but you don't have any customers yet. But yet you expect somebody else to invest in it. You think that the first money needs to come from an investor. And I've said this 1,000 times, John, maybe 2,000. The best capital is from a customer. It's the perfect capital, isn't it?
That's right. Not only it provides you revenue and cash, but it provides validation and learning.
Right. That's exactly right. So you say that we shouldn't wait too long to actually ask somebody to buy from us. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that, and the optimism that all entrepreneurs have is a great thing, but you can earn even more optimism by going out and acquiring customers and doing whatever it takes to getting people to try your product and service or service.
Here's a quick story, John. My friend Tim Berry, you may know, is the the godfather of business planning. He was talking to a guy once who had a business plan, had a wonderful business plan. He wanted to sell soup. And so he wanted Tim to help him find capital, I guess, for this soup selling business. And Tim asked him one time. He said, "Has anybody else ever eaten your soup?" He said, "Well, no." He said, "I think you should go see if people will buy your soup first before you go looking for investors."
It's a simple
And the guy did, and he did it, and it turned out it was good. But anyway,
fantastic. So how do you execute on this idea and get get a steady stream of customers over time. That's what I was going to suggest we talk about for a few minutes. You know, and the first key is to be proactive in acquiring customers. Anybody who's a great salesperson knows that, you know, sales is a numbers game. The more people you call on, the more leads you generate, the more you convert into qualified prospects and then into actual paying customers, you know, the better. And it usually takes longer than you think to really generate that pipeline of leads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so how can you invest, not necessarily money, excuse me, but time, energy, focus, and attention? It really, I think, should be the, you know, it's beyond conserving your cash, the top priority of any new business owner.
No question about it. The startup phase of a new product or a new company is really up against long odds, isn't it, John? Because when you're day one, you've never asked anybody before to buy your stuff. You got no record. You got no taproot. You got no experience. You got nothing behind you. And so everything you do, every day that goes by is 100% dependent upon that day, and maybe the day before. And then after you're a week old, it's dependent upon the next week and the week after. And it takes time for the work you've done in the past to start coming back to you. And in the early days, you can't work hard enough, can you, to get customers?
That's exactly right. And that's one of the hardest pieces of operating a startup is you don't get the immediate gratification, typically, if you're doing the right things early. It takes time, as you said, for those seeds to come out of the ground.
I call that the quantum leap dividend when you've been in business a while. You know, after you've been in business a year, the next year gets easier because you've got the work you're going to do that year to get customers, and the work that you did the year before that can maybe those customers that you didn't get are the repeat customers can come back. The second year is going to be easier, but in the early days, they're just mm-hmm. you just can't work hard enough. You can't focus enough on customers.
That's right, and that gets to the second key, is just because you sell somebody something doesn't mean that they're going to be satisfied with it and they're going to buy again. And so then, you know, once you acquire a customer, do whatever you can, whatever it takes to understand their experience and be sure that what you assume they're getting is what they are experiencing.
Yeah.
That's what gives you that dividend in the future.
That's the science and the study of why customers buy from you may be the most important intellectual thing and a research thing that you do in your business. John Bradbury is our guest. His book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. He and I will be right back. More of this to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.